Okay, anybody has the answer to the homework? So let's start with a question about the number of possibilities between serial application and complete aspects application.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I'll just try my understanding. The first one is between the complete aspects application and serial application. So, seems to be maybe three, I don't know. One that is both a complete aspects application and a serial application is a bodhisattva who has achieved the peak level of the path of preparation, who is cultivating the aspects of the three exalted knowers, because I think at the beginning of this, Ken Roche mentioned that a path
just
in
give me the example.
What?
This is this.
Okay.
Not this.
Okay.
Both must give the example.
Okay, so no need to explain after
explain
that.
Explain later. Yeah.
Okay. So that one was for both?
Both. Both is what?
Complete aspects and serial, both. A bodhisattva who has achieved the peak level of the path of preparation, who is cultivating the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
Cultivating three aspects of more life.
강사.
So I mean, your example is not so clear. You make clear?
A bodhisattva who is on the peak level of the path of preparation, who is cultivating the
aspects. You talk about the mind, I talk about the person. In this case, I'm not so clear. You talk about the person, bodhisattva? So that's why you have to be specific.
Okay. So you have to say, in the continuum of a bodhisattva who has achieved the peak level of path of preparation, is that more specific? Or do I have to say that, like, a bodhisattva who is engaged in meditative equipoise on the peak level of the path of preparation? who's cultivating.
Again, it's a bodhisattva, then it goes to the talking about the bodhisattva, not talking about the mind, yeah?
Okay, a wisdom. So you can't use like a bodhisattva superior, you can't use the person? No, I'm
anything you can use, but you have to, so you talk about a person, you talk about the mind. So you have to be clear.
So a bodhisattva superior who has achieved the peak level of the path of preparation, who is cultivating the aspects of the three exalted knowers.
So talk about the bodhisattva is the example?
Yes.
In this case?
Yes. Okay.
I talk about the bodhisattva is the example.
Yes.
Bodhisattva is both. Are you saying that?
Bodhisattva is?
Both.
Yes, yes, that's, yes. Okay. I'm not 100% very deaf. Anyway, the next one is...
So you have to think that her example is the bodhisattva. Okay? She said both. You have to think that.
A complete aspects application, but not a serial application. A tenth ground bodhisattva superior who is at the last moment of being a sentient being.
Again, here you're saying the bodhisattva, same thing, giving example, yeah? So it's correct or not correct? You have to think that. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to figure out what to say. Okay. If you can't have to say that the mind or the wisdom of a 10th ground bodhisattva superior who has cultivated the aspects of the three exalted knowers who is at the last moment of being a sentient being.
I don't know. Sometimes you mix up this together, so I don't understand. The person and the mind, you mix together. So I have to be specific. You talk about the person, you talk about the mind. You know?
Right.
Sometimes when you read the sentence, it's confused.
Right.
Sometimes talking person, sometimes talking mind. You know?
So the mind...
Yeah.
So referring to the mind.
Then how you press that?
I don't know.
If you say person,
can you say
understand? If you say person, bodhisattva, so, ten bhumi, last moment of the bodhisattva.
So can I say a path in the continuum of a tenth ground bodhisattva superior at the last moment of being a sentient being?
The path, okay.
And then the next one is something that is a serial application but not a complete aspects application. So my answer to this is none, because the boundary of a serial application does not go up to the last moment of the continuum of a sentient being, the boundary. And then finally, not both, not serial application, not complete application. I guess I could say the continuum of an ordinary being who hasn't entered the path of accumulation.
Okay.
So, therefore, the number of possibilities equals 3.
Okay. Yeah. 독서했다. 아니 조아씨가 이 말 열어야 말했다. 딜렌식이 없다. 지금.
Then is there something that is all four applications?
Somebody come and answer.
Is there something that is all four applications?
Rangjong chigore sudo lobjung chigene nyabati chigore. The digna matina kyoya matine.
So this homework actually is compulsory. Whether you get it right or wrong, that's not the point. The point is you have to do it, you have to try. It was compulsory, you know? For all of us, everyone, yeah?
You know what is compulsory? Huh? You don't do homework, next time you have to pay $100. That's okay. Okay.
There is nothing that is all for...
Okay, I'm sorry for that.
All of you are adults, yeah? And adults should only be told once, and you know, we don't have to repeat things over and over again. Yeah, you're not kids, yeah. So as adults, when I tell you to do, you know, then you should understand, you know, just by me saying it once, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There is nothing that is all four applications, because there is nothing that is both a serial application and a momentary application.
Good. Okay. Correct, yeah? What is it? Good. He said that Joashi Shigayin by Yamanis, the Korok. What is some of Tangi Lenja here? Shivaya Pushitari. What is maybe six chicken lens has on Tiki or what?
Yeah, that was a very good answer. You could tell there is a very good answer because. The reason he gave in just a few words, it shows from the words that he used, he understood why there isn't something that is all four applications. Yeah, based on the reason that he gave. One can give such answers, correct answers, only after you have thought about it. Yeah. So that was an answer that was a thought out answer. Yeah. So that's why I always tell you, you really have to think about stuff. You know, think about stuff. You know, and you have to do it voluntarily from your own side. Yeah.
Oh, tindrisha. Okay, that what? Huh? What number two? Yeah, but he answered everything, I think. Huh? Anyway.
Jeju.
Oh, that came into. Okay, anyway.
Jeju.
Your question, then just ask one. Huh? Then I go to the topic.
I do have a question, but I just trying to get my answer, my questions sorted. Nicely. Now, I would like to ask that, okay, in class 12 or 13, that you were mentioning that is that such a wisdom directly realizing selflessness in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, a Hinayana path? And the answer is yes. It is also a Mahayana path, yes. This is because if the person who possess this wisdom is a Mahayanist, then the knower in his continuum is a Mahayana path. Yeah, that was in the lecture. And further given the reason that such realization in the continuum of a Mahayana superior is a Hinayana path, is that such realization share similar objects of observation, of meditation, and similar aspects with the Hinayana class of realization. So that's from the notes. So in my own words, to summarize it, is that, in other words, a wisdom directly realizing selflessness in the continuum of a Mahayana superior is both a Hinayana path and a Mahayana path. Although Mahayana superior's main object of meditation is emptiness of true existence. Yeah. Now, then my question I couldn't get through is that it further says that whatever abides within a Hinayana class of realization is necessarily a Hinayana path, whereas whatever abides within a Mahayana class of realization is not necessarily a Mahayana path. Now, my question would be, I understand that in the class it says the wisdom directly realizing emptiness in the continuum of a Hinayana superior is not a Mahayana path. But then bearing in mind that such realization of the Hinayana superior, realizing emptiness of true existence, share similar objects of observation, of meditation, and similar aspects with the Mahayana class of realizations. So what makes... I'm a little confused that, say, like a fully qualified path, you got to be like bring into consideration of his wish, his goal, and his aspiration. Yeah? And when you say Mahayana superior, realizing, a Mahayana superior, I want to get it correct. When you say a wisdom directly realizing selfness in the continuum of a Mahayana superior, it's both a Hinayana path and a Mahayana path. Now, what makes it a Hinayana path? Is it relating to the main object of meditation that relates to the Hinayana path? If that is the case, then a Hinayana superior who meditates on the emptiness of true existence also has the main object of meditation of a Mahayana path. So what makes you know?
Yeah. Can somebody come and answer? I got her question, what she's asking. Yes.
Thank you.
If you understand our question, can somebody come and answer for that? Yeah, Kelvin? Okay, good.
The realization of emptiness in the Hinayana Superior is not conjoined with my generation. That's why it's not a Mahayana path.
So my question would be, if that is the case, my answer is that what makes a Mahayana Superior
realizing
selflessness.
A Hinayana path.
A Hinayana path. That's he has.
Don't bite, huh?
Because he has renunciation.
Renunciation.
I don't know.
Alone.
But then...
His answer is very short, renunciation.
Yes, yes.
Very
yes.
Short. I don't know what he means. You have to make a little bit longer. Yeah. When you say renunciation, doesn't make much. Being Hinayana path. Her question is why that's Hinayana path.
Yeah.
Your answer is renunciation. This doesn't...
Yeah. See, Mahayana Superior also have renunciation.
A Hinayana path... is defined as...
She said, why that is Hinayana path? Now you answer for that.
Because a Hinayana path is defined as either abiding in the Hinayana class of realization or in the continuum of a Hinayana, Hinayanis.
What?
You say define.
The define.
You have to say very carefully, huh? What?
Say it again.
Slowly. Don't the Hinayana path it's okay.
Huh? Is defined as either abiding in the Hinayana class of realization or a path in the continuum of a Hinayanis.
I don't dispute that, Kelvin. I did not dispute that. My answer is, my question, I totally agree with that. I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm saying is a Mahayana superior, why is it not, by your extrapolation, why would one say this is a Hinayana path? He could have said, oh, it's all Mahayana path by realizing the selflessness of a person. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Basically, you're saying why Mahayana Superior has Hinayana path?
Yeah. Well, not has.
Yeah.
I mean, his goal is not a Hinayana. It's not a Hinayana goal. His goal is a Mahayana goal. If that defines the path, so I kind of couldn't get through my head with that. I sit down. Okay, thank you.
Basically, what she's saying is this. Yeah. Oh, if it is included within the Hinayana class of realizations, then it is necessarily a Hinayana path. But if it is included within the Mahayana class of realizations, it is not necessarily a Mahayana path. Why? Basically, why, right? That's what she's saying, right? The reason is the same, right? They are both included within a certain class of realizations, but then that which is included in the Hinayana class of realization makes it necessarily a Hinayana path. Then, if that's the case, then why is it that when it is included in the Mahayana class of realization, it is not necessarily a Mahayana path? Right. So, right, that's basically the question, right? Double standards. Basically, that's the thing.
I think she's asking like that.
It's like, how come?
Yeah. Why? Huh? She's asking why. Huh? Should be same. Huh? No, I mean, she's basically following the logic. The same logic, but why one yes, one no. The logic is same. So she's saying that our question is, I think, she followed the logic, is same. So why one is yes, why one is no. I think mainly she thinks the logic is same, should be same. No?
Yes, the reasoning is similar, but you cannot say that that the minor path exists in the continuum of Hinayanis, right? That's absurd, right? It's not acceptable, right?
Right. Oh, that
right. So in the continuum of Hinayanis, it's not possible for there to be a Mahayana path, right? But in the continuum of Mahayanis, it is possible for there to be Hinayana paths. Right.
So
let's say if you're asked, are there Mahayana paths? No, are there Hinayana paths in the continuum of a Mahayanist? No. What are you going to say? Yes or no? Yes or no? Mahayanist possess Hinayana paths or not? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes, why? Why is it possible that Mayanis possess Hinayana paths?
Right.
Hinayanis, why are they Hinayanis? Because they know Hinayana path, ma. Right. Then Mayanis, then how come they have this additional thing in their mind? Aren't they Mayanis? Huh? 大小通知啊? Why? That's the question. Why? No? Why? Why?
지금부터다. 대신이기를 때문에 남이 욕을 가르쳐.
Why is it that the Mayanese must possess Hinayana paths in their continuum? Why? Why must they?
Okay, come, somebody answer why.
Steady, ah.
Bum pim pum pip pip.
What?
She says she's very confident.
No. I'm doing my best. Because the Bodhisattva has to teach the disciples of different disposition and different vehicles. So you need to know that that particular vehicles. Knowledge about that particular vehicles. you must have understanding, realization before you can teach someone. You know, if without knowledge and without the understanding, without the realization, how are you going to impart knowledge to people? You yourself have to have the experience, have the understanding, have the knowledge before you can impart the knowledge to others.
All Mahayanis have that.
I would think so.
I mean, yeah, answer is something like that. But again, there will be some, if somebody asks again another question, for your answer, Benata. Teaching you la, rang zinzing lo your best.
Is there self-cherishing in the continuum of a Mayanist? I thought that was an exam question. You should. we had it right. They shouldn't get it wrong again, you know.
What do you think?
Hello, microphone, right? Steady from Vivi, right? Own self, say own self, ah.
Before you enter the mana path of accumulation, you must have the uncontrived bodhicitta.
Yes or no?
What is your question? your question is whether Mahayanis has self-cherishing. I would say no. Yeah. Because any person enter the Mahayana path...
No, you don't know, yes or no?
Wait. No. Okay. They don't have the self-cherishing.
Wait. It follows that they have.
But you know, you just said that Rang Jinjin you know, you can't say that
It follows that the Mahayanis have self-cherishing because that's why they can teach the people who have self-cherishing.
Not necessarily.
Look, you said earlier, in order to teach the Hinayanis...
I'm talking about you have to know the knowledge and understanding.
Reasoning.
Self-cherishing is a mind.
No. We are debating. We debate.
Surrender.
Not necessarily whatever is said is necessarily true. But if you follow the debate, then it follows that they have self-cherishing because they teach people who are self-cherishing. Of course, right?
But you don't need to have self-cherishing to teach people.
I not my job now.
Oh, you're grilling me.
Wait, you say it, okay. I know what's going to come next year, okay?
Today's Tapashibajula Ranzizu Dwa.
Yeah?
What is it?
Yeah, therefore it follows that they have self-cherishing and Mayanis.
I will still say no.
Yeah, in order to teach those who take care of those who are self-cherishing, if you don't have self-cherishing, how are you going to take care of them? You don't know what they're thinking, how they feel. This extra elaboration.
Buddha emanates and then teach people. Does not mean Buddha has self-cherishing, right?
Huh? No, we never.
Buddha can emanates and then you know teach people. Does it mean Buddha has self-cherishing?
Oh, it follows that Buddha has self-cherishing.
No, that means you are wrong.
Hey, you have to go by a consequence of what you say, right? Not just halfway change.
But difficult, sometimes you don't follow consequences, see? Well, we are doing the yogic autonomy.
Okay. 전주 선배 람담지 깨버렸지 람담지 시아버렸지 스님다 도난에 독수인구요래 대사다 니들이 람 시아버렸지 안에 란자에 남 시아버렸지 대제에 남 시아버렸지 다 뇌감에다 시아버렸지 대 란귤에 깨니 시아버렸지 독수인이 숨구요래 죄송하다 람담지 신고 그랬어 그 유제에 대야 다 대보습니 가서 예수는 숨의 체도 다 람담지 신고구요래 독수인 유제 고구요래 그래고 해야 돼
Yeah, in the sutras, it is said that the bodhisattvas need to know the paths of all those who all the disciples that they have to take care of, right? Isn't it? And the people that they take care of are people from all three lineages, right? So as such, they have to know the hearer's path, the solitary realizer's path, and the minor path. And they have to take care of those trainees of those three lineages. Yeah? And the way to take care of them is to teach them through knowing the path themselves. Yeah, the bodhisattvas have to know the path themselves. Yeah. So that's the reason why they have to generate the hearer's path and the solitary realizer's path in their continuum.
어떻게니 따뜻해 도시래 따뜻시니 따 그래 도시니 따뜻해 봐 준비했구나 따뜻해미길라 유스나 교환하고 매등이시 어떻게 그 유스도 가나 따 가래 샤고르스나 따 강사기 다음에 또 로틴조 따뜻해미길라 미일라베시 따뜻해 조조 가르스나 따 뜻해미길라 미비 균센데야 조 뜻해미기다 조조다 냠수라야 공자 조디 강사기 다음에 체크하래 이 대보 준비 아니 간소히 길에 대도로 여와 있잖아. 니들이랑 비어서 대대 있잖아. 다 샤이지 모두 신여 말해.
Yeah, so as such, that's why the Mayanis do possess Hinayana paths in their continuum. Yeah, and mainly the main illustration is the wisdom realizing selflessness of persons, isn't it? Right. And because the wisdom realizing selflessness of persons is the main object of meditation of the Hinayana trainees, right? So as such, since the bodhisattvas possess this wisdom realizing selflessness of persons in the continuum, so it is said that the bodhisattvas, or some bodhisattvas, possess the Hinayana paths in their continuum.
어떤데 도대체 다가당 어디 전반에 시시 있습니다. 단독 코멘트 걸었다. 가르소래 보기 딱 루이 템파니시아 곰체 딱 가르소래 따다야 템파시를 죽당에 남시지 숨고도 독세니다 빼나 루이 템파니시아 곰체 딱 사실 루이디 딱 동학의 랑신도 시아발치 어디데 돈에 딱 동학 템파라 죽해 어디 남시지 숨고야래야 루이 템파니시아 곰에디 소다 동학 템파 시아발치 시도다
Okay, then now back to the four close placements of mindfulness. So there is a presentation of these four close placements of mindfulness in relation to the four noble truths. Yeah. All right. So. Yeah. Okay. So, one can understand, one can come to understand also the four noble truths through these four close placements of mindfulness. So through the close placement of mindfulness of bodies on bodies. Yeah. So. We will come to understand that our contaminated, appropriated aggregates, yeah, is the entity of suffering, and through that one comes to understand true suffering.
Oh, to say, today mata chow tempanya sha, ani chow tempanya sha, kumche to da ni ta kunjun tempala, ani kunjun tempa shabche shido ta chow tempanya sha kome.
And one meditates on the close placements of mindfulness, of feelings, in order to understand true origins.
Yeah. 아니 지금 초와 동아지 중인도 가나 초와 동아 대당 전등이 시작 세바지 망가 중인 구열에 어떤데 세바디기 아니 규체제 아니 보겠다 조조 보겠다 가르소래 아니 지금 동아는 세디 조 중하디 다 가서 슈바나 군중대 왜 가서 슈바나 시험에 조조 용사디 세비 견치는 용대시
When we, I mentioned this recently, when we experience pleasant feelings, that almost always leads to craving, right? Desire to not be separated from that pleasant feeling. And when we experience unpleasant feeling, we develop the desire to be separated from that unpleasant feeling. So both pleasant and unpleasant feelings leads to craving, basically. which is a source or origin of suffering.
어떻게 다 지신에 돈도테다 저 저한테 뭐냐 검체 다 군주다 봐. 시험할지 군주다 봐. 시험지 다 다 돈도 루트 뭐냐 셨습니다. 동아다 봐. 저한테 뭐냐 검체 군주다 봐. 어떻게 시험이 돈에 다 아니 군주다 봐. 동아다 봐. 봉할지 어떻게 시험할지 어떻게 있어라.
Through meditating on the close placements of mindfulness on the body, we come to understand true suffering. Through meditating on the close placement of mindfulness on feelings, we come to understand true origins. And through understanding these two, we then come to abandon these two. Yeah. But we will act to abandon these two. Yeah.
초단념지 잡아야 가르치고 있었어. 디젤 세바 디젤 세바 가르치고 있었어. 초단념지도 세바 제기리 제기요 말.
Is craving induced by the feelings of equanimity, neutral feelings? Does it or not? Huh?
That's a question. So,
it's clear for pleasant and unpleasant feelings, they do induce a desire to be desire to not be separated, right? From pleasant feelings, a desire to be separated from unpleasant feelings. Yeah. So what about neutral feelings, equanimity? Does it lead to any kind of desire or craving? Or it leads to no feeling?
What do you think?
Does a feeling lead to no feeling?
If you have neutral feeling, maybe we don't have, I don't know. If you have neutral feeling, what will happen after that?
Ignorance.
Look like nobody has neutral feeling. No experience of neutral feeling. I have. Have? Then what do you feel after that? You stay there for a long time, you feel, or you want to look something else, or what? That this some no time is that can you have pushy hagmason? Got a chicken, then got a that the day jingy dewash in all that is to the top of Dava says. Top to his seven jiggery says, chick to. 토벌도바스나 찍고 다 단염 되나 찍 다 돈다 엽지 되나 양 갈래 가이시도 와 다 간다 양 엽지 되나 가르치고서 삼도 중고도 디낭 신지다 찍 디 저 단염 신는 미리가 디 디 마치 마치시다 저 대화지 제기 찍다 세바지 등이 맨도 삼해도 시도 다 도대지 대화지 나나 톱독이 세바 세시고도 다 저 단염 되나
In one of the commentaries to the Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, it is said that the feelings of equanimity leads to the craving for something. You want to get something. I guess let's just remember those times when we are not really feeling anything. Kind of neutral, sitting down. But after a while, we get bored, isn't it? It leads to a wish to experience a pleasant feeling again, isn't it? You want to. We're not content, right? We're sitting there, just doing nothing or feeling nothing. We want, looking forward to a pleasant experience or an excitement, isn't it? Right.
That the inner man have got that the carelogi na top dogi seva says you do. So Daniel then top dogi seva temperature.
Yeah, so I wonder if this is what is meant by the statement in one of the commentaries to the Honor of the Mahayana Sutra, which says that the feeling of equanimity induces or leads to a craving to desire something, to achieve, to get something, you know.
어떻게 했다? 단단히 뭔데 되래? 갈수 알아 보겠다. 조조다 보기. 조조 되래 보기. 가서 쉬거나 쉬래. 빠서 쉬게 초와 대화. 상관도 가래 집에 있나다. 먼저 니인다 채나 지금 저 대대 보기 사실 초와 대화 시 충나 소 틴데기다 대비 틀라 초와 대라 처 신세 독신이다. 갈래 캡 대시. 어다 틴데기 온게 먼저 다 내시.
Well, it's very clear that let's look at our own lives. For all of us, yeah, the whole day, basically the whole life, whole day in and out, right? We are working. We are looking forward to an experience of pleasure, right? And of course for us it's definitely contaminated pleasure, isn't it? But that's what we are looking forward to all the time, isn't it? Looking for the next one and then the new one, and that's what we are working for day in and out, right? Doing whatever we do in our lives, I know we have different lifestyles, you know, but basically all that is to eat, is we're working to have that experience, you know, that manifest that feeling, you know, that which is a contaminated feeling of pleasure, right? But that's what we are looking forward, right? And why we're looking forward to it? Because we crave it, yeah. That's why we crave it, yeah. Desire it. So we work for it, look for it day in and out. And of course, for that, we do so many things, and then in the process, we accumulate karma to circle in cyclic existence. So the reason why, so main, if you think about it, the main reason, yeah, condition for us to continue circling in samsara, yeah, is basically our craving, yeah? Which is based on our contaminated feelings of pleasure, right?
What that in this is called sorabagi. Kalahurta. What to that in that? Tamazuta, soa tawashita, soa tawikin sisabate, that tamazu sajil soa kandesi, kiawaina, tondaini, ta. Milam the Dawas, that to the Tire, and it's in Yongche, and in Kasoreko, Yong Samjimato, and in Mutiny Drakimabareko, Markikang, Yong by Nako, Yongche, and Jig Dresh. The Jig to the Yan, Shabayan, that to the Yan, Soa, the Wala Sebi Sebayan, Jig Tendogi Sebatin the Kisian, Laya Jig Tit, Yan, teaching Ye to Dugalayan, and Sawasile, Duxin, the Mutiny Drade, the Sebuan.
All our experiences of pleasure are nothing more than just that feeling during that time, that brief experience, you know. And they are like dreams, isn't it? Right? Once it's over, it's gone, right? It doesn't continue, right? And so, you know, we experience a particular feeling, a specific feeling of pleasure. I mean, it doesn't last, right? It stops, and when it stops, what do we hope for? What are we looking for? The next feeling, isn't it? The next feeling of pleasure. And then when the next feeling of pleasure comes, then, you know, and it is just a mere experience, you know? And then it's gone. And when it's gone, again, we have a craving, a desire for the next experience of pleasure. And that's our life,
lah. Yeah. Yeah. 我们是建筑建设的建筑建设的但是这个错的话是都能越多的这个有的那样当时的出现安的话安的给他这个的话都进去安的就是说的是我的所以
when you think about it, right, we can see that our feelings of pleasure, all our experiences of pleasure, right, our experiences of pleasure, those feelings are the main condition which causes us to suffer, continue inside samsara, because that induces craving, and then craving brings about karma and so forth. That's yeah. So
yeah.
The next one is a bit tricky, a bit difficult. But it is, well, it's explained in the text and the teachings that through the meditating on the close placements of mindfulness on the mind, close placement of mindfulness of mind, right? You meditate on that, we'll come to understand true cessation.
So, can this, that is, symptomania, she has come to talk about it, can the Haku, you know, said it. That is, this is not true, the top of the stuff has some quality to me.
Yeah, so, but the question is then, how does, you know, our, if we meditate on the close placement of mindfulness of mind, how will that lead us to understand true cessation?
I mentioned
before that when we meditate on the close placements of mindfulness of the mind, we will come to see the momentary nature of the mind, that the mind does not, undergoes a momentary change, and that understanding, the realization of this momentary change, will of course destroy whatever conception of permanence we have, yeah, of the mind. Let's say, yeah. We talk about how we regard the body as the base of, or the body as the residence of the self, isn't it? Right? The basis of the self, self-grasping. We somehow, we kind of conceive of the body as being the residence, right? The place where the I resides, and we regard our, regard the feelings as basically that which is to be enjoyed, yeah? Feelings are, right, the base, the thing that we utilize, the things that we enjoy, yeah? And with regards to the mind, we tend to conceive of the mind to be me, to be I. Yeah, by holding on to the same thing, possession, right? We tend to conceive of basically the I to be the mind, or the mind to be the I, basically. Mind is me. That's me. That's the person, right? And we conceive of that I, the self, to be a... We conceive of the mind as permanent, as unchanging, and we hold on to the mind as being the I, yeah? That being the basis of I, and then we then grasp at the I as permanent.
Yeah.
So, right, we conceive the thing, tend to think of the mind as being the person, is it? Right. Right, and since we also conceive of the mind as being permanent, unchanging, then when we conceive of the mind as the person, then we also conceive of the person as being permanent and unchanging, right? So if we come to understand that the mind, our minds, is in the nature of changing momentarily, that's the nature, right? It's not permanent. Then we can also come to understand that the I, which we relate, which we regard as the mind, right? And the mind as the I, right? We will tend to regard also that the I is impermanent and changing, right? And I guess that's how we overcome the wrong conception of a permanent, unitary, and independent person or self.
Yeah. 아니 신토베시 로스 코나 기지기지 교도르데 생기 균스도 아니 기지기지 교 기지기 가서 생기 균디 못네 도데시 나 생기 기지기지 지도데 생기 균디 못네 도데시 아니 디데기 남샤지 시토베 다 디델 때네 다도다 강사 수도가라 보기 란자트비 지스 란자트비 지스트비 강사 세디 메바시 다 풍보 아니
And when we realize that, through this we can see how the mind is changing momentarily in each and every moment, but yet can see how the mind, the continuum of mind is eternal, no? It's forever. But yet, within its existence, it is changing momentarily in each and every single moment. And as such, then we can also come to understand that that the self, the person, is not self-sufficient, but rather that the person, the I, is dependent on the aggregates.
어떻시니 다 디시도 가라 돈다 이쁘게 샘기 균 수도 가라 아니 지금 뉴트니 드대시 디시도 가라 아니 지금 보게 풍보를 때는 따성이 마음 수도 균트니 드대시 아니 지금 로이로 차트회시 어떤데 차트가 여자 아니 강사 균 강사기 균 뉴트니 드대봤다 풍보를 때는 따성이 마 아니 균티 뉴트니 드대봤지 로이로 차트해 다 되겠더네. 아니 고방원도 치트베 강사지 육그레 섬에다. 아니 지 과체 과레 되면은
공부
고와. Understand.
Really.
아. 본부 규디.
No. 본부 규디. 아. 이 다기 규디.
어 다기 규디 독스 다또 나 본부를 때 다스 다기 규디.
맞네.
독친 다 도대기 나를 남셔지 하고 치지. 어딘데 유두가라 아니 고봉군도시니 강서지 다 용투배지 다 풍보 체두두가라 아니 다 체두두 집안이 유구여만해
Because to understanding that the mind does disintegrate momentarily, but yet the mind's continuum is eternal. It goes on forever. So as it goes on forever, so since the continuum of the mind is eternal, it goes on forever. One will also come to understand that the I, which is imputed independence upon the mind, its continuum will also exist forever. So this person will understand that even though the continuum of the body may be severed, because the mind goes on forever, and since the I, the person, does not exist self-sufficiently, right? It exists in dependence upon the mind. So as such, he will understand that the mind, the I, will exist, continually.
어디든지도가라. 다 돈다 틴데게 돈다 틴데 고방운도 치니 강사디 돈다 이다 고방운도 치투백이다 다 삼로 로시 코나 용하시
안타서
고방운도 치에게 삼로 코트 보시 고공 고바 고대
아니요 yeah and through this the person can develop the understanding that there is a person who can achieve or manifest the true cessation. This is difficult, but I'm not sure how to put it across. But I guess perhaps it might be what I've just said. Yeah, all right. Because it is difficult because what is mentioned in the text is just this one paragraph, and it says, through meditating close placements of mindfulness of minds, the basis of self-grasping the mind, is analyzed as impermanent and so forth, thereby stopping the conception of death. Then, due to the absence of the fear of the annihilation of the self, you will actualize true cessation. So, I mean, you try figuring that out. Yeah, that's...
So,
the English don't know what mean. To be frank, English don't know what
Tadi, dile laga kita, dile laga kita, jawa sebu ya kalah tuan itu. Tidak, ni kan?
There doesn't seem to be any explanation out there that is clearer than this. Yeah, what I've just read.
도시도 다 간다. 내 각부시도 이날 또 단다 티나신. 섬당제 돈다니 샘템바냐셔 검체 다 샘미다부터고요래 샘기지기지 지규어디네 샘기 균디 도태바지 다 뮤트니 도대시 아니 샘투베시 다 샘지 균디 뮤트니 두구인자 텔라타베 나 텔라타베 다 지 균디니 도대시 제자다 먼저 풍부 지금도 가라 다 체두고도 선의 집마디 요구여 말해 말했어. 생기 균이 뭐든 도시 생기 균기 때문에 다 사람처럼 고공원도 지도받지 육그래 세 삼도시 골투배시. 나 뒤에 면도 삼기여.
So anyway, so if you think about it, perhaps it's like that. So it says right. Basically, when you talk about the close placement of mindfulness of the mind, you meditate on the impermanent nature of the mind, right? Right, you analyze it as impermanent, as it is impermanent, right? Means it is changing momentarily, from moment to moment, isn't it? Right. And through that, one also comes to understand how the continuum of mind is eternal, yeah? You understand how? You tell me how anyway. So it is said, so that because of that, then the continuum of the mind is eternal. If the continuum of the mind is eternal, then the I, which is imputed in dependence on the mind, would also have to be eternal. Although it changes momentarily, it also have to be eternal. So even if the body disintegrates, yeah, the continuum of the body is severed, one will not have this fear of annihilation of the self. And then from there, then one can come to understand that true cessation can be achieved on the basis of mind. Because we have not realized selflessness, that's why one of the reasons why we are afraid of death is that, you know, we have this idea, this feeling somehow, you know, that we will cease to exist. There's this fear of just going out of existence, isn't it? Right. Well, we say annihilation of self, basically that's what it means, that feeling of, well, you know, I'm going to be gone, you know, that fear. Because we kind of associate, right, very strongly our existence with also the body, isn't it, right? So we think, oh, my body, when my body ceases to exist, I also cease to exist. So, and we have this fear because we have not realized selflessness, yeah. So, but when we come to understand that the self does not exist in a self-sufficient way, but rather it exists as merely imputed on the mind, since the mind will exist forever, as such, the person that is whose existence is dependent on the mind, the person would also exists forever, since the basis, the mind, exists forever. So as such, then therefore, there must be a time where true cessation can be achieved. Yeah, so from this you can see, right, there's no need to have fear of the annihilation of the self or the person going out of existence, isn't it? Right, especially when we understand that the self have to exist in dependence upon, in this case, the mind, isn't it? Right? Right, since the mind will never ever cease to exist, right? So there's no way that the I will cease to exist, yeah, no way. So as such, then no need to minkia.
To labo tu ta ngan shi na tiro ma ta ngan ki pa chi tu kala ta shin tu ta sen na long chi ta la te men da shi na ni ko palam ta ji shi na shi she mi tu ka ba ti ne song ta ma.
Yeah, so then if you bring in the tantric presentation, right, out at the very final, really the final basis of designation of the person is this extremely subtle wind and mind, isn't it? And since this extremely subtle wind and mind never ceases to exist, yeah, so as such, the I will never cease to exist, yeah. Yeah, so when the selflessness of a person is realized, then one will not generate the fear, this fear of annihilation of the self.
Yeah.
Yeah,
깨워든 지원이므로 깨워 치우겠나 깨워든 치우겠 다 깨워 치워서 이게 남시 셰요 말로 다 토명공 섬다나
so yeah so when we if we think about the self in this subtle way right talk about this subtle self there's really no talk of the I being born and going out of existence it's always been there right?
You never die. You never die. You never born. So why scared? Tirota. 어떤들이야? 네 마다 추트만이야. 다디 디다 고대나 고대나 죽바디 간대로도 돼야 섬로다야. 다니 라바니 딱다이 메미시 어떻게? 소소 섬수티네 시무도 다디 담바 인다미 따다 두게미 미시 따도 섬도 담바 아티
Anyway, I'm not sure if my explanation is appropriate or correct. Yeah. So, but this is something to think about, right? Yeah. Because the teachings tell us that through meditating on the close placements of mindfulness of the mind, we will come to understand true cessation. Yeah. Huh.
그것이 되는 거다. 말하는 섬주시하고 짬내 대마임이 잡아내서
My opinions are not necessarily the truth. Yeah. Yeah, they are my opinions, but they are not necessarily the truth.
어떻게 해? 되는 거다. 그렇습니다. 반은 최대만이 샤서 다 뜻대로 다 최대만이 샤서 최세다. 다 남장이 추, 아니 군인이 모지고 추스니 다 나서봐서 요구하래. 전단이 다 값어보고서나 틀래. 남장이 추스나 다 기회로 티죠. 배나다 대바동, 닝제동, 전주섬동 다 잠바동. 티조라 소바다 남장이 추 차비하래. 티조다 랑차이 바 시아버지 어떤들. 아니 군인이 모지고 추스도 다 틀래. 다 배나다 독순 아니 지금 다 틀래.
독순도.
독순다. 아니 딱 디즈니 공주 갈소래 보기. 아 맞아. 딱또 디즈니 소비다 또는 유목별로 막 보신 것도 봐. 대강 같다. 아 군인이 무지 쳐라 샤세 또 땅이 다 랑차 막 털세 남샤. 아니 시험받지 해드려. 절대 많이 시작. 아니 대기 딱 남대나 죽어 어디래.
Then the next is the close placement of mindfulness of phenomena. So phenomena here incorporates, basically includes all phenomena here, and you can divide them phenomena into the completely pure phenomena and thoroughly afflicted phenomena. So completely pure phenomena, you have minds like love, compassion, your faith, love, compassion, bodhicitta. Then thoroughly afflicted phenomena, you have illustrations like the three mental poisons, jealousy, you know, negative competitiveness, pride, so forth. Yeah? So we have to understand that the completely pure phenomena are objects of to be cultivated, and the thoroughly afflicted phenomena are objects to be abandoned. Yeah? And through understanding these, then we enter into the true paths.
어떤들이 독신이다, 단다 독신이다, 변한다, 잠바냐시시 고메디, 다 잠바실라시시 독신이 손다시 우도 어떻게, 다다 고된데서 잡고 잡아든서 다 레라리 어떻게 연시다며 우도 어떻게.
So this is the explanation of how one engages in the Four Noble Truths through meditating on the Four Close Placements of Mindfulness. Yeah. With the exception of the close placement of mindfulness of mind, the other three are easy.
Tanda kereta.
Well, when we talk about the pervasive compounded suffering or the suffering of conditionality, it refers primarily to our contaminated, appropriated aggregates. Yeah. So our contaminated, appropriated aggregates is the vessel of all the suffering, in that it is the medium through which we experience all sufferings in the present. Yeah. And it is also the medium, the vessel, the basis for all the suffering that we will experience in the future. This contaminated, appropriated aggregates of ours is the cause, the vessel medium through which we experience the suffering of pain and the suffering of change. So this is explained extensively in the Lambrim literature. So we should use those information here in the meditation on the close placement of mindfulness on the body. All our sufferings of sickness, aging, and death happens on the basis of our contaminated, appropriated aggregates, isn't it? Yeah, it's the basis, yeah, from which they can occur, isn't it? Otherwise, no, yeah. Having this, because we have this contaminated, appropriated aggregates, yeah, there is never a single moment where we can really feel at ease, you know, real peace, real joy. You know, there's not a single moment we can feel at ease as long as we possess contaminated, appropriated aggregates. So it is, so having this appropriated contaminated aggregates is likened to carrying a bed of thorns on our bare back. Yeah. It doesn't take much to experience a manifest pain, suffering. Yeah. All we need to do is to poke the body, and that's it. Discomfort arises, depending on how you do it, of course. You know, poke, discomfort, pain. But you know, right away, you know, the condition for discomfort exists right there, isn't it? Right there, you know, all the time, 24/7. Yeah.
Uh,
It's important to realize that, to see this for ourselves. This is the truth. Yeah? This is the reality of our existence, right? Isn't it? It doesn't take much. You know? All we need to do is to just, you know, touch it. Sense of discomfort arises.
And
our bodies are basically consists of the four elements. It's made up of the four elements. Yeah. And as soon as there is an imbalance in the elements, we will get sick. We will get discomfort. You know? So when there's an imbalance of the wind element, where the wind element is excessive, we experience agitation, mental agitation, right? Or if the fire element is too strong, then we experience a very discomfort in form of feeling very hot, you know, in the body, or developing fevers, you know, and so forth, right? So So the very essence of meditating on a close placement of mindfulness on the body is to realize that our bodies are, you know, which is contaminated, our contaminated appropriate aggregates are in the nature of suffering. Right? It's the basis of all the present sufferings. And it is also the basis of all the problems, basis for all the sufferings in the future. Yeah. So we have to see this for ourselves. Yeah. And this reflection is necessary for those who are looking for liberation. Yeah. Liberation, and those who are seeking to achieve nirvana. Yeah. So.
That's
why in the Lamrim literature, when the suffering is presented, right? The emphasis is on the suffering of conditionality or the pervasive compounded suffering. Yeah? That's the main suffering, right? And it is said, right, that if we are unable to recognize what the pervasive compounded suffering is, you're not able to recognize it correctly, not able to recognize it well, there's no way for us to develop a real wish from the heart, you know, for the liberation. Yeah?
What did it? 내자 약보 시바이나 다 동학이라 심 약보 시도 바이나 다 나이 루스는 시다 즉 닥도 순해지 그리워레스 어떻게 되냐 서버 그래요.
So we, if when we understand well how our bodies are really so contaminated, how it is basically in the nature of suffering, then it is also possible to, you know, to feel that, you know, what's the use of holding on so dearly to this body, you know? Right? You know, we have this, you know, we also have this idea that, you know, that the body is part of our existence, and me, you know, we have this sense of self relating to the body, right? So when we understand that how this body is so contaminated and the nature of suffering, then, you know, we will not cling on so much, you know, to this, that this being my body, you know, and this very strong sense of clinging, yeah?
어쨌든 진대기다 아니 닭이 루스입니다 그 루스 동아여랑 신도 시트면 누가라 닭이 루스에겠다 그 시험바디 다 중으로 줘야지 유튜브 해야 돼. 어떤데 유튜브 하나 샴바 치솜 좀 해줄게. 아니 누가 누는 나봐. 챔버지 좋나요? 그 수트베지. 어때?
So the more, so comments, so basically the more we recognize correctly and realize that our bodies are just crap in the nature of suffering, and it's contaminated, right? So then likewise our attachment and clinging on to our bodies will be lesser, right? And of course, the lesser the clinging we have for our bodies, then the lesser the suffering we will experience, you know, when we actually experience a physical bodily pain or suffering, you know? Yeah, it doesn't affect us so much, you know? And we're not bothered by it as much as we would have if we do not realize the bodies in the nature of suffering, yeah?
어떤데 제자다 보기 가서래. 다 동아의 라시 약보 시엔투바이나 데려가 데라데네 다 군주냐바 시투구야래. 어다 데라데네 다 고베데바 세라 아니 지토니 로용해 어떤데 말해.
Yeah, by understanding well through suffering, we come to understand also then what true origins are, and based on that, we will develop a wish, a desire to actualize true cessation.
Yeah.
If we are able to develop a desire to actualize true cessation, we will then be able to enter the path, yeah, engage the path. Yeah.
어떤 드리셔? 돈다다 가서 알아보기. 아. 가려나 보냈다. 다 돈다 드렸다. 루트만이 시각으로 어떤 대신 사례다. 돈다 드렸다. 갑다 약속 갑에 티도 왔다. 소속이 류라 템바대. 뺀다. 류기 군조라 템바대. 제시무이 바래. 뺀다. 가서나. 땅원서 가서 알아보기. 기종 출시. 세 송바나 신뢰 다 룰을 잡아 대가라 소수 류기 군주의 돈에 아니 신은 너가 지그듬이도 땅도 대시 된 거야 제시부시 잡아라 가서 내당 보아라 어떻게
So it's such a So I think the best object to focus on is our own bodies, yeah. When we meditate on the close placement of mindfulness on body, yeah. And as beginners, we need to pay attention to our physical conduct. Yeah, bodily conduct.
어떠시네다 도다이다 누기 남주 냠바지 때마이나 셰라 누기여봐 누기 남주 상보지 때마이나 셰라 평기여봐 제자다 소주 누기 남주 간대시 땡구도 대가도 있는도 남주 냠바지 땡구도 남산 대배 신체 아니 대마타도 아니 교화당과에 어떠시네 계중의 출시 나가다
Yeah, so because our physical demeanor, right, has an effect on people, right? So it is said. So we should place a mindfulness on the mind to avoid the demeanor or physical conduct that would disturb people's mind, disturb others, and focus on adopting a bodily conduct that would be, that would not be objectionable to others, yeah, I guess. That would be helpful for others. I think in the engaging the Bodhisattva deeds, right, there's also quite a lot of discussion about the physical bodily conduct, right? So I think it was an example given, if we have to point out to somebody a direction, right? Oh, this is where you should go, this is where you should go. We shouldn't indicate the direction with just one finger, but rather respectful demeanor, then we extend our hands and all our fingers, right, and point respectfully, perhaps in the direction that where the person should go. Yeah, so those are examples. Yeah.
Oh, 도시니 팀 따뜻한데 땅에서 따뜻히 참에 따 공부 시작하기야래. 어 도시니 따뜻한데 실은 내배 따 누이 남주디 유구도미도 따도 대시된 거야. 어라 디 진대게 아니지 누이 시간이야 봐 남주 시간이야 봐 때마이나 실은 내대라. 아니 가도이나 되시던 거야. 재산단이 디그마레스. 나다 최신의 진스. 나 랍중 진스. 나 최신의 진스. 나 결론 진스. 어떻게네? 또 독자나 디그마레스인다. 되시던 거야. 제시물에 다 카열라요. 그냥네 제 디마레.
So we should rely on a bodily conduct that is not objectionable to others, and that is respectful of others. Yeah. So whatever those physical bodily conduct that might be that others might find objectionable, that might disturb other people's mind, then we should be mindful to abandon them and to adopt bodily postures, physical demeanors that people will not find objectionable, right? And all the time thinking in the mind that we're telling ourselves that, hey, I have a responsibility, I'm a Dharma practitioner. I should not act in this way. I'm an ordained person, I'm a fully ordained monk, I'm a Dharma practitioner, and this and that. You know, remembering, putting our mindfulness on that. Likewise, verbally, we remind ourselves and just think, hey, I'm a Dharma practitioner, no? So I should be mindful, no? Just to say things that are pleasant, pleasant to others, and not to say things that are unpleasant to others, yeah.
So I'm telling this, I think there's one on my gishi, one of the friend on gishi. So his parents came from Tibet to Delhi to meet a parent and sister. Then so they met in India. In Delhi, then after that, they're waiting for taxi in India. So then, somehow, taxi didn't stop, or the payment, or some problem with negotiation for the payment, or something like that. Then my friend Geshe, he showed short temper, no? A short temper. Then the mother and the sister become shocked. You know, very shocked. You know, because Geshe told me, recently he told me the story. He says, sister is totally shocked. Then sister said to Geshe, you've been in monastery for 30 years. You become full ordination. You become graduate, how come a small thing you show the temple? So after that, his mind totally changed. So it's very, very good reminder for us. It's really important. We've been Buddhist practitioner 20 years, 15 years, I don't know, longer than that, 50 years, I don't know. Anyway, nevertheless, quite long time, 10 years, 21. Even small thing, we cannot be patient with that. Then asking oneself, what kind of practitioner you are. No, it's true. No, really true. Sometimes you think about, sometimes people say, the Buddhist practitioner is worse than the non-practitioner. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but just a reminder for myself, for everyone. Really need to be careful. Others, we study so much, of course, this so much. End of the day, our mind become harder and harder like a rock. Nothing changed, Even say small thing cannot bear it. Blow up oneself. I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but this is we all need to remind oneself. That's what I'm talking about. This thing. Also, the reason that Geshe mentioned, then he'd be very, very, like, his mind ready to wake up. You should be like, almost like enlightened, being 30 years in the monk, So they have this kind of, yeah, one of the true, of course, even like 30 years monk, then a small thing, taxi, whatever, you make $10, $20 different, then you blow up, So I mean, it's like that.
Yeah, so we just have to try, all of us, right, to be mindful of our body, speech and mind. So as much as possible, those things, actions that perhaps would impact on others in a negative way, try to avoid. Right, because we all would like to think that, we consider ourselves to be practitioners of Dharma, and we know that we shouldn't be harming or hurting others, so we know it, right? So on a practical level, we have to do something, so we just have to be careful, and to be mindful and transit, to rely on mindfulness and introspection, in whatever we do lah. So that's why you find in the Vinaya, in the code of discipline, if you look at the ethical, the rules of conduct for a fully ordained monk, for example, right? There are many precepts governing our movements, the way we walk, the way we eat, the way we sit, and so forth. So for example, when we, as a fully ordained monk, when we have the precept not to walk and not to be you know, walking and then looking here and there and everywhere in a distracted way. You know? So ideally, if possible, to just look at not beyond a certain distance, but you know, just look kind of more, a little bit downwards, and then walking, right? And then we don't walk around, you know, just like, you know, I'm not supposed to do that, like swaggering your hands here and there, swinging, you know? So there are many of such precepts here. The whole point is to instill, you know, this sense of mindfulness and vigilance, yeah, all the time, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
So we have to cultivate mindfulness and introspection, yeah, on our bodily behavior, so we don't conduct ourselves in physically in a way that is objectionable that to others, that is harmful to others, yeah, that harms others. Likewise, we do not say things that will harm others, and likewise, mentally, we should not engage in thoughts of that are not beneficial, that are harmful to us. And we just have to try, right? And when we find ourselves, you know, falling short, yeah, we should, with mindfulness and introspection, we should catch ourselves, yeah, and if possible, we should remedy it, yeah. I mean, literally, we should confess it, but then remedy, yeah, to do something about it. Yeah.
Yeah, so, sometimes the Buddhists, we learn so much logic, you know, so much logic. Then, yeah, then this logic actually to help oneself, but many of us use different way the logic. You know, somebody shout you. Then, oh, this is your karma. You know, hurt you, that is your karma. You know, you use that kind of logic. You know, really, I mean, not good. You know, because you know, oh, this come from your karma. Oh, this. Then you say some bad thing, hurt other people. Then you say, oh, this is your karma. You know? Too much logic. Using in the wrong way. Huh? So this is what I sometimes learning too much philosophy become not good. Yeah? So you have to know that, you know. I heard that last time someone like that, you know? They call so much, fight so much, then after they use, oh, your karma like that, saying backward, you know. You experience this because of that, you don't get karma, you don't receive this, you know, then aren't you so much like that? So this time, sometimes have to be careful. Learn so much Buddhist philosophy, then sometimes can be big danger, you know. Philosophy can be very big danger, deceiving oneself. You don't know how to use it, yeah. Okay, anyway. Okay, stop here.
Okie dokie, do you press? Saji, boy, do you